Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
All right, good morning to you. 938-9400, it's into the show.
We're not wackadoos. The only reason we're talking about aliens today is because the U.S. Navy officially said, okay, we're validating our fighter jets in 2004 and in 2015 have engaged UFOs. They have a new term for it. They're not saying they're space aliens. They're just saying
UPAs.
Unidentified aerial what? Projectiles.
Okay. Yes, UAPs. Right. UAP.
And these fighter pilots are like, that's a drone, bro, but they're freaking out.
Yeah, because the speed and the precision that these things are.
So we just want to dig up. We found a local alien story from back in the day, just down the way of a highway patrolman, and it's been honored by a local bear. So we put it on Facebook if you want to follow the rabbit hole that we're starting to go down.
Please follow.
Because there's a Newsweek story from 2 days ago about cattle mutilations in Oregon.
No blood. It's weird. It's weird. All right, we're going to hit Gail. Gail, what's your story real quick? What's up, dear?
Yeah, so I was in high school. My parents and I were driving home one night. All of a sudden, we saw two lights straight in front of us, right above the highway. It looked as if it was like maybe like, 40 feet above the highway. It was really weird. My dad tried to speed up. There was no other cars on the road. And all of a sudden, four or five other lights in succession, kind of in a curved line, showed up with these other two lights. No explanation for it. We got even closer, and it looked like there was, substance around the light, as if, it was attached to something, but it didn't, it being so close to the ground, it didn't show any lights. It was very strange. It probably only lasted maybe 3 minutes, and then in succession, all the lights disappeared again. There's no explanation for it. It was the strangest thing.
Now, let me ask
you and your dad. So you and your dad shared this story.
Did you tell anybody?
No. It was my mom, my dad, and I. I never told anybody. I don't know if my parents ever did or not.
Have you ever brought it up
maybe
again?
Maybe after a couple cocktails with friends.
Yeah. I mean, did you ever bring it up again with your parents? Like, hey, we all agree we saw that?
Within the next day or so, yeah. Yeah, we kind of talked about it, but...
That's it?
And how long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, I'm in my 30s now.
No, you're not. You're 24. You're 24. What's wrong with that?
Like, what year was that? Do you think it happened?
Oh, it was probably 2002, 2003.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And you're 24. You run with that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. And we believe you. We believe everything. At least I do. That's kind of my jam.
You never ask a lady her age. Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm just going to tell them.
How dare you?
Are a monster.
I didn't ask. I told.
Wake up.
Get up.
Wake up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
On Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
Well, for the first time, the U.S. Navy has officially stated that UFOs are indeed real. Now, keep in mind that when they say UFOs, they're talking about unidentified flying objects, or as they like to term them, unidentified aerial phenomena.
That's
so not necessarily aliens, but just things that are flying through the space of the sky that they can't describe or explain.
I like how the pilots use the term bro. So you can listen. I mean, you can find this online. It's gun camera footage of an F-18 chasing a plane in 2015.
He's like, hey, bro.
The guy goes, it's an effing drone, bro. Come on, Maverick.
Maybe Iceman. Bro is his name.
You're right.
Maybe Bro's his
Maybe
flight
he's
name.
Ice Bro.
Yeah.
Highway to the danger zone with Ice Bro.
Ice Bro. I like Ice Bro.
Well, the videos are definitely interesting. I mean, you see just a blob, but you see it move quickly.
If you want to see them, you can go on our Facebook page. We post them for you, right? So you can check it all out.
People are probably pretty open-minded to this, right? Is there anyone pushing back on there's unexplained things out there, whether it's a man-made machine that no one knows we made it because it's somebody's secret toy?
Yeah.
Or it's there's intelligent life on another planet that sent one of their robots here. We've sent robots out into space.
You bet. And you know what? Also, Jeff, on that, why don't you just have fun out there a little bit and just believe whatever we say?
Don't think for yourselves.
Believe me, I'm kind of a believer. I mean, just the internet is full of some pretty cool stories of like, you know, commercial pilots who tell the story of seeing stuff, but they don't want to lose their credibility.
Yes. And that's a big thing, you know, it's because of pilots or whatever, you know, but yeah, you can see the video and believe.
Love burned bright in one 19-year-old's apartment, apartment down in Lincoln. This woman had started her apartment on fire because she was burning old love letters with a butane torch and decided to take a nap. You know, like you do. You're brokenhearted. You take all the old love letters, you throw them in a pile and you light them up and...
But you do it in the backyard, if people even do that.
You'd, or in the tub, or like in the bathroom, just throw them in the toilet.
I remember people would put it in movies of people burning other somebody else's clothes.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody gave you a special sweater, and they're in the backyard burning that.
Yeah, I've heard, I've never done that myself.
I think it's kind of psychotic.
Yes, it is.
So she did it inside?
Yeah, she was in her apartment and decided, I don't know, guess she just had a bunch of love letters and it was like a cleansing sort of situation where you can just go ahead and burn them. But she left the smoldering letters on the carpet and decided to take a little sleep.
So she was drunk probably and sad.
I wonder.
How much damage?
$4,000 in damage.
But nobody got hurt.
She woke up. I mean, thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Yeah. See, that's the
thing. She woke up and it was like a whole blaze. Like the carpet was on fire.
You want to do dumb stuff in your house? I guess that's your prerogative in your house. When you live in an apartment complex, you're responsible for everybody else.
Yeah.
You burn that place down, you burn down everybody.
God, did you all take a relationship? Oh, God, you lose everything. Could, you know, very much so with all the smoke and all that stuff. But this woman is just apparently just sad, huh? God.
Do you feel guilty if you're the ex-lover? If you're the one that spurred
this
on. No,
man, you're like, God, this is why we broke up. You're lighting my letters on fire with a butane torch that I'm assuming you had to go out and buy because I don't know about you, but most 19-year-old girls don't just have butane torches. So this was a very concerted...
Oh, she said you said she was 19.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's...
I mean...
All right, that's typical of a... You know, a heartbreak, I
guess. Molly says she keeps all of her letters from her lovers.
Mm-hmm. I've kept a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Read one to us.
Did you ever burn any?
Never.
Did you ever burn any or throw any out? You threw out the dirty ones.
I burned a phone number once.
You did?
That was it. Yeah.
What?
I remember I burned a phone number once, but that was it.
How liberating was that for you?
It felt pretty good. I just never... Yeah. This was like, you know, like before I had a cell phone where you actually had to remember somebody's number. And I just decided, you know what? If I don't have the number, I won't call.
Are you smoking at the time? You're lighting a cigarette, weren't you? You're
like, hey, I was totally.
I figured so, yeah.
You know what? While I'm at it, let me get rid of this phone number.
I dated somebody who made like a little cartoon book, like homemade cartoons based on the dumb things that I said when we were together.
Oh, really?
But always dumb things I said while we were in the sack.
Okay.
That's wow, awesome. How big was this book?
They're really funny. And I'm telling you, I can bring it. I still have it somewhere.
Oh, you got to bring that.
Funny. I think she called them sex tales.
Oh, I got it.
Awesome.
You have to bring that.
Pretty
and share
simple little like comic book cells, like the same theme of like two people lying on their back, like post love, you know, like the cigarette with the blanket pulled up.
Sure.
And then the dumb things I'm saying in her thought bubbles. They're pretty funny.
Oh, please
That's
bring that.
That's fantastic, actually. That's a great gift.
Wake up.
Get up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
On Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
Channel 94.1. Here's your song. This talk that does not get out of the head.
Can we just talk? Just been singing it all
Well, every morning.
Morning. All
I
morning.
Get that or Lizzo in my head. Why am I great till I gotta be great?
So we get to hear it twice.
Minnesota Vikings. I want to watch and see how the Vikings do this year.
I
think
yes,
that'll
sir.
Motivate them because every Viking is hurt all year. And she is a Vikings fan, right? No men on the Minnesota Vikings.
I can't tell what it is because somebody had emailed and saying, that's not what she's saying. I'm like, no, I think that is what she's saying.
I thought she was running down no men on the Minnesota Vikings. Like, I thought it was like,
she dated one.
Right.
That's what I thought, you know. But
it's just, but it's a little stab. It doesn't mean.
No, it's nothing, you know. It's nothing. No men on the Minnesota
Vikings. Death by a thousand cuts, Jeff.
Absolutely. One at a time.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I'd tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your sound till I come back around. For now the day into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, to let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Talk like a pirate day today. Good morning. So do it all day long. And by the way, I just want to say there's opportunities to get free food, like at Long John Silver's. They apparently have taken that.
Why not?
Holiday.
Why wouldn't they?
So you have to dress like a pirate to get free food.
Oh, you really have to go all in?
I laughed out loud this morning.
You have to degrade yourself just enough to get those little crunchies.
So if somebody
that
does
are apparently leftovers from when they fry things. No,
if somebody does it, go all in and act like you dress like that every day, like you don't even know it's a thing. You're like, ahoy, this is what I wear every day.
They're like, that is an amazing costume. You're like, or my everyday clothes.
Shiver me timbers, we don't talk like that.
The kids got a book once where it was like all these different pirate sayings. And one of the things that cracked me up was they talked about cackle fruit.
Cackle fruit.
Which is what they called eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So like chickens.
Makes sense.
Eggs,
chicken
cackles.
Cackle fruit.
Cackle fruit.
Really?
That was the one takeaway from this horrible book I read a million years ago, was the fact that like you can call eggs cackle fruit.
You're now welcome. Do you do that now?
No.
Why not?
I could today.
Yeah, just say, hey, you want some cackle fruit?
Oh, we're going to make some brownies. I need two cackle fruits.
Well, you remember in the movie Dodgeball, there was the guy who thought he was a pirate. I mean, that was one of the characters.
Okay.
Remember the Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, I remember the movie. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
You don't remember the guy talking like a pirate?
I didn't watch it. Yeah, it was one of those movies I didn't get to. I don't know why I'm stupid. Yarr. I'm a pirate.
You've never seen dodgeball?
I know. It's one of those ones that I've never seen. I don't know why.
The average Joe's?
Yeah, I haven't. I'm familiar with the whole movie and everything, but I just haven't seen this dang thing. It's my fault.
It's like before Vince Vaughn got like back in the saddle again. It's got Jason Bateman when he wasn't like a rock star.
Okay.
Bateman would have never taken that part. It's like the play-by-play guy for ESPN 8.
ESPN 8.
It's the Ocho. It's actually a good movie. Dodgeball's not bad.
Okay. All right. So there's a guy in there that thought he was a pirate. That's weird.
He's got a do-rag on.
I mean, it's
they're a bunch of losers. They're a bunch of losers that work out at like a local gym that's getting blown out by like a Gold's Gym. And they're a bunch of lovable losers and they're going to cancel their gym. And so one of the guys is a weird dude. He wears a do-rag and he talks like a pirate.
You do a good pirate.
So they put
him
on the team, and then there's a team. There's a point later on where the coach is like, "Be yourself."
I was like, "But I'm not comfortable talking like the way I really talk, like this."
Like he comes out of his shell and doesn't wear the do-rag anymore.
Like, never mind.
And then he sucks at volleyball. So, like, for the big finale, he's like, "Hey, pal, I need you to come back as the pirate tomorrow."
Yeah. I don't like my voice. If you guys plan on, out there in the audience, plan on going to Long John Silver's dressed like a pirate.
Is it free? Tell me what the benefit.
What is the free?
I'll look it up and tell you exactly. I just know it's free food.
Across the street from Long John Silver's. I mean,
yes, it's right here.
There's no one in Omaha that's closer to Long John Silver's right now than us.
No.
Agreed.
Unless you're working at it right now. We are a stove. I could hit it with a baseball.
Yeah, they have, they're saying you got to talk like a pirate for, I guess talk. I was reading earlier to dress like one. Yeah, talk or dress like a pirate. Well, that's not fair. You can do one or the other.
Well, I wonder if like if you dress, you get like the full platter, you know, like just talking gets you just a little bit of like a handful of crunchies. But if you actually dress like it, you get the full plank platter from Long John Silver's.
I think they're happy with anybody who shows up and plays the game.
Welcome to Long John Silver's. And you're like, I will take a platter of hush puppies.
Is that good?
I just never think of it outside of Lent. I always forget that Long John Silver's is not like a seasonal pop-up restaurant.
It is a happy memory when you're a kid. When your parents brought home hush puppies.
Me? Oh, yes. And those little damn crunchy little things.
Oh, the crunchy things were the best.
Gotta be those damn. What a compliment. And those damn crunchy little things.
I like to refer joyful things, you know, things that make me happy as the opposite side. I come across like it's negative. Like when I was talking about the wedding, you know, I'm getting married here in May and having to pay for stuff. I'm like, as soon as I'm done paying for this crap.
She's like, you mean our wedding? You mean the moment when we commit our lives to one another?
All
and
that
we...
dumb crap.
Yeah. I have a bad habit, but I've been corrected by, not by Wylene because I bite my tongue now, but I've been corrected by many other people. They go, you mean your ceremony? I'm like,
you know.
Day of love? Yeah, that crap. Yeah. So, yeah.
Does Long John Silver's have a breakfast menu?
I don't know.
God. Oh, that is just
that
terrifying.
That would be delicious.
I hope not.
Go get a cackle fruit sandwich.
There you go. That sounds
cackle
perfect.
Fruit.
It's an egg sandwich.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
It's
kind of a little jammy riff.
It is. Ooh. Isn't that fun? I'm kind of changing things up a little bit, freshening stuff up on the show. If you like it, you're going to like it, whether you like it or
not. I like it. It's got some little peppy. It sounds like
I feel like I'm in a
famous
club.
Guitarist who sang the...
you're asking
the
me.
Chic. The Chic. Ooh.
Freak out. Freak out.
The best wedding song ever. Yeah.
When you throw that whatever, that when you get done with that crap fest, you're calling a plan for the whatever thing. Yeah.
Nile Rodgers. It's got a Nile Rodgers vibe.
There we go.
Yeah. Isn't that that his signature, that
when I hear this song, I just think of myself walking into like a lounge wearing a, I don't know, like a silk shirt, maybe showing a little fur on the chest.
And fur? Where are you going to get fur?
Is that what you're wearing to the wedding?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm wearing. All right, this is Jody. Jody, how are you liking it?
The drive is terrible.
Is it really? What's going on?
Yes. Well, there are a lot of people driving without lights on, which is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And a lot of traffic lights are out right now, too. There's one on 370 and Golden Way, which is super highly traveled, and it's really backed up over there. I just want to let everybody know that.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, be safe out there. You know, when it, you know, any type of weather changes, it just kind of disrupts a lot of people, and you know, things kind of get goofy out there. But thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
Okay, you too. So, rainstorms, probably this big system is going to roll through for probably about the next 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Coming in from the southwest, heading to the northeast. And it's, God, it's, I mean, the target it's on, it's raining on all those floodwaters that are north of us.
Oh, man. Okay, we have, Molly, you're going to be spilling the tea all over us. What's coming up? What do we got?
Lady Gaga is in talks for another movie role. Find out, it's a musical. Coming to the big screen, we'll tell you about that next.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Lady Gaga could be coming back to the big screen in Little Shops of Horror.
So it'll be the musical, the Little Shop of Horror.
Mm-hmm.
The original or the remake or whatever the one I saw growing up was Steve Martin.
Yes.
So Steve Martin and Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he was, Steve Martin was the psychotic dentist.
I remember that movie being funny. Why hasn't that been brought back? Just the original version. I don't think people have seen it. I've never seen that on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Maybe this is it.
Well, I guess all the better reason to remake it since no one remembers the original.
So he, Seymour was the one that you were thinking about. He's the little plant guy. And then Ashley is like the blonde bombshell that falls in love with them. And I guess that's who Lady Gaga could be.
Any other casting? Any other who would play the dude?
No, it's still just like in talks. No word on any of the other stuff going
Steve
on.
Steve Martin in the original, if people want to look it up, a pretty hilarious take as a dentist who gets off on the cruelty of the dentist. You know how we always, you know, begrudgingly go in and you're like, oh, it's going to hurt. Well, he's the doctor, the dentist that enjoys how much it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw it?
No.
You lay down in the chair and he's like, oh, let me get out my tools. This is going to hurt. And he gets so much joy. He's like Dr. Mangala.
Oh, wow.
It's really the fun song. I want to be a dentist. Yes, where he starts enjoying other people's pain.
So Gaga could crush this.
I think so.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson had an Idol reunion. She hosted a mini American Idol reunion. She has her daytime talk show. And Kelly Clarkson had Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, and all about the time on the show. And one of the things that Simon Cowell said was that he would love to get the gang back together.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
To do it again.
That would probably save American Idol, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know who's watching it as much as they used to.
Katy Perry is back as a judge for American Idol. I'm sure that the money definitely helps, but Katy Perry...
I have to say, in 2019, Paula Abdul looks the best of the three judges.
Jeff, I was watching America.
She looks the best because Simon's face is weird and Randy looks a little weird. He's not using any of the buttons on his shirt.
I watched America Has Talent, the final last night, and they had a bunch of dance troops and stuff like that. And it's amazing when they're all lit up and it's just a fantastic show. I think they should have won it. And then when they took their little helmets off, Paula was one of them dancing. I was like, oh my God.
She
still dances.
Sprite.
She's awesome.
On what show?
America Has Talent last night. It was on. A lot of celebrities were jumping in on the finale with these people. What is that look for? You don't like talent, boy?
Didn't Justin Marini come out yesterday on Kelly Clarkson?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, why aren't you
doing the story about
it?
The reunion? Justin Marini, so he was there as well.
Well, they were definitely enjoying their moment. I mean, everybody looks great. And he wants to be back. Katy Perry was on Ellen. And she was opening up about her relationship with Orlando Bloom's son. You know,
Orlando Bloom. I used to wake up to like 11 a.m. And now I'm in bed like a normal person at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Just like falling asleep.
Good for you.
It's very, I guess this is
definitely matured me.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I guess this is adulting.
Yes, you're a...
That's why I still dress like a child.
To fight it.
To fight against.
All right. This is love right here, Jeff.
He's the kindest soul. Yeah. I mean, he is the kindest man I've ever met, and he shows up, and he is such an encouragement spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
That's what Wylene would say about me.
Is it? So sure.
Well, how old is his son? So how old is Orlando's boy?
He's just a little guy. I mean, he's 7. I have to look and see, but I mean, like, we're talking like a child. Like,
who did
like
he have
guy.
A child with? I guess
Miranda Kerr. Remember the old angel?
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret angel. Miranda Kerr is his ex-wife. And so that's one of his things is that he says this marriage, he wants it to last on account of the fact that he's already done the divorce thing and he hated it.
Yeah, he wants to have more children with Katy Perry. So he's going to be popping out some Katy Perry babies. Wow.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.